if you want to become a factor master and get really good at factoring polynomials, let me show you a tip and trick. So there's a type of factoring called the difference of two squares. Look at the acronym, D-O-T-S, dots. Dots like a dot on a board. So difference of two squares. For example, if you factor this one, w squared minus 25, this is a perfect square and this is a perfect square. So w times w is w squared, and then 5 times 5 is 25, and the difference of two squares factors with different signs. They could be switched, it doesn't really matter which one goes first, but that's important. Let's try a harder one. Look at this. You see a minus sign, you see two perfect squares. 49 is 7 times 7, but I also have the x squared, so 7x times 7x is 49x squared, and then 144 is 12, but that has a y squared, so 12y and 12y, and the difference of two squares factors with different signs. Now let me show you one last thing, this is important. Students will mix this up a lot. You cannot factor the sum of two squares. Here's the memory device. SOTS is not a word. That doesn't make sense. So the sum of two squares cannot be factored, and I'll show you why. Let's say you were a student trying to factor this, and you're like, oh, these are perfect squares. X times X, 3 times 3, and you think you're good, and you're, oh, plus. That is not correct. That does not equal that, because if you were to FOIL this out, the outer and the inner terms both are 3x, which would give you 6x, and there is no 6x. So that doesn't factor. The sum of two squares doesn't factor. Difference of two squares does.